and some other lady gave me about $9,000 and $2,000 more. And then we got it started, and now it's a beautiful place. It just...
Now, do people live there?
Oh, yes, we have people living on the campgrounds. Mm-hmm. We have one, Mr. Jim, who came in. He's one of our caretakers. He's he doesn't live on the place, but we have a museum, a very interesting museum, and he's in charge of the museum and all.
What sorts of things do you have in there?
Well, we have, I have about 400 old sheet music. It's collector's item, sheet music. We have all of Stephen Foster's original papers on Stephen Foster's and all of the Ziegfeld Follies.
Yes.
And I have him original on Dixie, you know, and then we have
How do you happen to have those here?
Well, I've been collecting them. And then we have some old newspapers. I have a newspaper that was when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. I have the original paper on that.
Oh, I bet those are rare.
Yeah, and then I have some, we have Indian relics, quite a number of Indian relics, and have a lot of artifacts. In fact, we have I have a collection of radios that goes back to about 1922.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about 27 of those old radios restored, and they're very interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And have a lot of have a lot of stuffed animals. I have a Cape Buffalo head. It's
mm-hmm.
a very wonderful trophy, and,
mm-hmm.
and we have a wild boar head. A wild boar weighed 600 pounds.
What happens? Was that around here?
No, it was killed in another part of the States.
Uh-huh.
But we have a collection of old guns and all, and it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And we have also Mr. Haney's trading post. I don't know whether you've heard of Mr. Haney or not. He's on Green Acres. I don't guess you know very much about the television of Green Acres, which has been quite, it's a series of television shows. And, I know whether you remember Gene Autry or not.
As a matter of fact, I do.
Well, Pat, my brother, played with Gene Autry for a great number of years.
Oh.
He was on Gene Autry's, so it's supposed to be sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the place, call it Mr. Haney's Trading Post. We have a lot of stuff in there that we sell, you know, for the camp. All the money goes to the camp of it. And in fact, there was quite a number in our family. There was five boys and three girls in our family.
Mm, that's a big family.
Oh, yes, it was. I said my father was a rural Methodist preacher.
Where was your father born?
He was born in St. Clair County. That's out from, out from Springville. I don't guess you know very much about that.
No.
It's off highway, let me see.
Sounds as though it's something I came through as I was on my way here yesterday.
You noticed you came from Atlanta.
Well, I didn't really come directly from Atlanta because I did an interview in Roanoke first, so I came up from there.
I had a brother who had a radio station there at Roanoke before he died.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Johnny Buttram, he died there in Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do something around that county too, or did you just...
I just did one interview there in Randolph County. How much education did your father have?
He went through about the fourth grade in school. My mother was a very highly educated woman. In fact, she was almost a genius.
Mm.
I've never seen a word she couldn't spell or give the derivation of. And she only went through the sixth grade in school, but she came from a very high-cultured family, the and the